Coffee Break Swedish Season 1, Lesson 20. Hej och välkomna till Coffee Break Swedish. Jag heter Mark.
Och jag heter Hanna.
Hur är läget, Hanna?
Det är bra, Mark. Hur är det med dig?
Det är också bra med mig.
Bra!
Excellent. We're back with another lesson of Coffee Break Swedish. This is, in fact, lesson 20. So it's the end of our second section of Coffee Break Swedish so far. Hanna, what are we going to be learning about today?
Well, I thought, because it is lesson 20, I thought we could look back at what we have learned so far. So the last 9 lessons.
Okay.
And we're just going to listen to a conversation I have with a fellow Swede.
Excellent. So we're listening to two native speakers today. You don't have to listen to my bad Swedish. It's great to have another Swedish speaker. And we're delighted to welcome Lovisa to the team today as well. So you'll be hearing from Lovisa as well as Hanna. Ska vi börja?
Ja, det gör vi.
Okej, låt oss börja. To begin with, we will listen to this conversation. And it's a slow version of the conversation to give us plenty of time to think about it and to listen and recognize the words. And then we'll talk about it. And then when we've talked about it, we'll listen to it once more, but this time as a kind of normal speed. So hopefully everyone will be able to follow this. And of course, if we've gone through it by that time, it will make much more sense. Låter det bra?
Det låter bra.
Can I ask Anna where the conversation is taking place?
Well, so we're going to listen to a dialogue between a hotel guest and a receptionist at a hotel.
Jättebra. Okay, so let's listen to our conversation for the first time.
Välkommen. Kan jag hjälpa dig?
Tack. Jag har bokat ett enkelrum för 3 nätter.
Hur var namnet?
Maria Larsson.
Här är din nyckel. Rum nummer 558 på våning 5. Hissen är där. Frukost ingår.
När serveras frukosten?
På vardagar mellan 7:30 och 9. Och på helger mellan 8 och 10.
Tack. När måste jag checka ut?
Klockan 11 på avresedagen.
Jag är jättehungrig. Serverar ni middag på restaurangen?
Ja, det gör vi. Restaurangen öppnar klockan 6:30.
Hur mycket är klockan?
Klockan är 6:10. Vill du vänta i baren?
Ja, gärna.
Vill du ha något att dricka?
Ett glas rött vin, tack.
Varsågod. Vill du se menyn medan du väntar?
Ja, tack. Har ni någon svensk specialitet?
Laxen med dillstuvad potatis är jättegod.
Åh, det låter jättegott. Får jag fråga en sak?
Självklart.
Jag ska till Skansen imorgon. Ska jag åka buss eller tunnelbana?
Du kan inte åka tunnelbana, men du kan åka buss, färja eller hyra en cykel.
Var ligger cykeluthyrningen?
Bredvid hotellet. Den öppnar klockan 10.
Jag ska träffa min vän vid Skansen klockan 10. Jag tar bussen.
Busshållsplatsen ligger till höger om hotellet. Buss 44 går till Skansen. Den går var 15:e minut. Du kan köpa en 24 timmars biljett på webben eller på resecentret vid tunnelbanestationen.
Det gör jag. Tack för hjälpen.
Varsågod. Nu öppnar restaurangen. Ha en trevlig kväll och smaklig måltid.
Jättebra. Det var väldigt intressant.
Bra! How much did you recognize of it?
I certainly recognized a number of areas of vocabulary that we've covered. So we had the hotel vocabulary, obviously. It's a hotel conversation. We also had some like opening times or times of the clock for different things. A little bit of travel as well, I think.
Yeah, I think we managed to squeeze it in a lot in there.
Let us listen once again then to this conversation. I think that would be good to hear it one more time before we start to talk about it.
Ja, det gör vi.
Välkommen. Kan jag hjälpa dig?
Tack. Jag har bokat ett enkelrum för 3 nätter.
Hur var namnet?
Maria Larsson.
Här är din nyckel. Rum nummer 558 på våning 5. Hissen är där. Frukost ingår.
När serveras frukosten?
På vardagar mellan 7:30 och 9:00. Och på helger mellan 8 och 10:00.
Tack. När måste jag checka ut?
Klockan 11 på avresedagen.
Jag är jättehungrig. Serverar ni middag på restaurangen?
Ja, det gör vi. Restaurangen öppnar 6:30.
Hur mycket är klockan?
Klockan är 6:10. Vill du vänta i baren?
Ja, gärna.
Vill du ha något att dricka?
Ett glas rött vin, tack.
Varsågod. Vill du se menyn medan du väntar?
Ja, tack. Har ni någon svensk specialitet?
Laxen med dillstuvad potatis är jättegod.
Åh, det låter jättegott. Får jag fråga en sak?
Självklart.
Jag ska till Skansen imorgon. Ska jag åka buss eller tunnelbana?
Du kan inte åka tunnelbana, men du kan åka buss, färja eller hyra en cykel.
Var ligger cykeluthyrningen?
Bredvid hotellet. Den öppnar 10:00.
Jag ska träffa min vän vid Skansen 10:00. Jag tar bussen.
Busshållsplatsen ligger till höger om hotellet. Buss 44 går till Skansen. Den går var 15:e minut. Du kan köpa en 24 timmars biljett på webben eller på resecentret vid tunnelbanestationen.
Det gör jag. Tack för hjälpen.
Varsågod. Nu öppnar restaurangen. Ha en trevlig kväll och smaklig måltid.
Okay, I think it's time now to go through the dialogue in greater detail. So, Hannah, if you don't mind reading all the parts for now, and then we can talk through each part as it comes.
Yes, so to start with, Lovisa is the receptionist, and she says, "Välkommen, kan jag hjälpa dig?"
So, the first thing I know from this is that you, playing the part of the hotel guest, you must be on your own. Is that correct? Because she says välkommen and not välkomna.
Exactly. Well spotted, Mark. I like it. Yes. So if it's a single person, välkommen. Plural, välkomna.
Okay, so you're traveling alone. Therefore, it's välkommen. Kan jag hjälpa dig? Can I help you?
Yeah, the receptionist can say that when you entering a hotel, but we also had that when we went into a shop, if you remember that.
Yeah, and was there did we also ask something like kan jag hjälpa till?
Yeah, precis. Well remembered.
I'm trying to bring back everything I've learned in these past 10 lessons. Okay, let's continue on. What did the guest say?
Tack, jag har bokat ett enkelrum för 3 nätter.
So I have booked a single room for 3 nights.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the receptionist says, hur var namnet?
So literally, how was the name?
Yes, and if you remember, this is just a polite way of asking somebody's name. We only use this in this kind of formal setting.
Mm-hmm. So what was the name? What is your name? And so the guest then replies with her name.
Yes, and in this case, Maria Larsson.
Maria Larsson. Now that I'm listening to how you're saying that, there's definitely an RS in there, isn't there?
Yes, and if we have an RS, Swedes love to just say shh. When it comes to RS.
Jättebra. Okay, so then what happens?
So the receptionist says, här är din nyckel, rum nummer 558 på våning 5. Hissen är där, frukost ingår.
Okay, so lots of information here. The first part was, här är din nyckel. So here is your key.
Ja.
Rum nummer, and then say the number again.
558. Well done.
And then you give some other information there.
Yes, på våning 5.
I can't quite remember if we've done våning, but I'm guessing it is the floor, on the fifth floor.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, and then you give a little bit more information.
Yes, because you on the room is on floor 5.
Yep.
Hissen är där.
Okay, so I think the hissen is quite important here. That's the lift.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, the lift or the elevator.
And then frukost ingår.
So breakfast is included. That ingår, a very useful word. Also, good. It's good because it means it's good value.
Yes, exactly. You start to know Swedes now.
I think us Scots are similar, I have to say.
Yeah.
So if frukost ingår, if breakfast is included, then the guest asks another question here.
Ja, a very important question if frukost ingår is när serveras frukosten?
So when is breakfast served?
Yes, and do you remember we had this discussion about serveras, that is a passive verb.
Yes, so the serveras is served. It's, we shouldn't get into the complicated aspects of this, but I think it's easy enough to say here. När serveras frukosten, when is breakfast served, yeah?
Yes, it's just so you recognise. If you see an S on the end, you know why.
Good.
And the receptionist replies that it is på vardagar mellan 7:30 and 9 och på helger mellan 8 and 10.
Okay, so that's like during the week, på vardagar. During the week between 6:30 and 9.
Well done. I thought I would put in a 7:30 there just for...
Yeah. So 7:30 is 6:30 and på helger, is it helger?
Yup, so that's plural.
Mm-hmm. On the weekends, do you ever say helger with a hard G?
No.
Okay, so always helger.
Yes. So if we say just a singular, helg, so it's a J sound.
Mm-hmm. So på helger mellan 8 and 10, between 8 and 10.
Ja.
Okay.
And then the hotel guest asked, tack, när måste jag checka ut?
So she's thinking of her departure already. När måste jag checka ut? When must I check out?
Yes, and that is klockan 11 på avresedagen.
So that is at 11 o'clock on the departure day. I think we said that.
Yes, exactly. But then hotelgästen, the hotel guest says, jag är jättehungrig.
So I'm really hungry all of a sudden.
Yeah, this is just so we can cram in things more.
Absolutely, yes.
she asked, serverar ni middag på restaurangen?
Right, so do you serve, and is that lunch, middag?
It really would make sense, wouldn't it? That it was middag, midday.
Yeah, for lunch, but it's not.
No, lunch is lunch.
Lunch, yeah. So what's middag?
And middag is dinner.
Right, okay. So, dinner then in the evening. So, servera middag på restaurangen. Do you serve dinner in the restaurant?
And the receptionist reply, ja, det gör vi. Restaurangen öppnar klockan 6:30.
So, I should have picked this up from the times there, shouldn't I? because you're not going to have your lunch at halv sju. So, ja, det gör vi. Yes, we do. Restaurangen öppnar klockan halv sju. So the restaurant opens at half past six.
Yes, well done. You're really getting your Swedish times.
Times, yeah. I'm just glad it doesn't open at 25 past six.
And it's good that you got that because we continue with the time because the guest is asking, hur mycket är klockan?
So what is the time?
And she gets the reply, klockan är tio över sex.
So it's 10 past six.
Yeah, and the receptionist asks, vill du vänta I baren?
Right, so this is something about the baren. Mm-hmm. And so she's asking, is she asking, do you want to wait in the bar?
Yeah, bra. So vill is to want and vänta is wait.
Of course, I remember that now from our restaurant episode.
Yes, well done.
Okay, so vill du vänta I baren? Do you want to wait in the bar? And what does the guest say?
Ja, gärna.
Gärna, so happily, yes, I will.
Mm-hmm. And the receptionist then asks, vill du ha något att dricka?
So, would you like something to drink?
Ja.
And något there, if we were speaking quickly, would that become not?
Precis. Well done. Well remembered. So, vill du ha något att dricka?
Vill du ha något att dricka? Okay. And are both completely natural?
Yes. So, sometimes we say något and sometimes we say not.
Okay. Det låter bra.
And the guest is asking for ett glas rött vin, tack.
So, she asks for a glass of red wine, please.
Yes, and this is when we talked a little bit about adjectives, if you remember.
Yeah, so rött vin. If it were a red car, would it be röd bil? En röd bil?
Yes, excellent. En röd bil, ett rött vin.
Rött vin, okay. And if it were white wine, would it be vitt vin?
Ja, bara vit bil.
Vid.
Vit.
Yeah, run through the spelling of that again, V-I... What happens with vit?
So, if it's an N-word, then it's V-I-T.
Mm-hmm.
So, en vit bil. But if it's a wine, it's ett vitt vin, V-I-T-T.
Right, so the double T is a stronger sound, whereas it's more like a toothy sound. We can hear it, vit.
Yeah, and if you remember, we talk a lot about short and long vowels.
Yeah.
So, we just say vit, vit. And we think that we can hear that one sound is shorter than the other.
Okay. I have to say, and I don't know whether our listeners are in agreement with me, but I do find it difficult to hear the difference between those two words. Say them both again.
Vit. Vit.
So vit. Vit. Is there a difference with the T or is it just with the length of the I?
It's the length of the I, I would say.
Mm-hmm. So et vit vin. And en vit bil.
Yeah, it sounds to me it sounds really good, Mark. But I understand okay. If you're confused. And when I teach, we are practicing and practicing and practicing this. So it's a reason for that. It is difficult for a non-Swede. It's not just you.
Good. Good to know. Okay. Right. So she asks for a red wine, and then what happens?
And she gets it. So she the receptionist says, "Varsågod." Vill du se menyn medan du väntar?
Right, I think this is a new word for us, medan. Mm-hmm. Vill du se menyn? So here you are, first of all, with the wine. Vill du se menyn medan du väntar? I'm guessing this means, would you like to see the menu while you wait?
Ja, bra!
Okay, medan I think is definitely new for me. Could you give us another example, Hanna?
Well, we use medan when we talk about doing something while we're waiting. So, jag läser medan jag väntar på bussen.
All right, so you're reading while you're waiting for the bus?
Yeah, precis.
So can I try that? Jag läser. Is it läser or läsar?
Läser.
Läser. Jag läser medan jag väntar på bussen.
Perfekt.
Let's see that again from you.
Jag läser medan jag väntar på bussen.
Jag läser medan jag väntar på bussen.
Ja,
Just to help me with the spelling of läser.
L-A-S-E-R.
So that is L-A with two dots, S-E-R, yeah?
Yeah, E, yeah.
E-R, so the letter E in English for egg. Okay, I'm glad we've got there. It's tricky. Okay, so she's asked if she'd like to see the menu while she's waiting.
Yes, and then, so the hotel guest says, ja tack. And then she asks, har ni någon svensk specialitet? Eller någon svensk specialitet?
So it's that same style again as we had not and något, but here we've got någon and non. So thank you. Do you have any Swedish specialities?
Ja, bra.
And then the famous Swedish speciality that we talked about before comes back.
Exactly. It's a popular dish. So laxen med dillstuvad potatis är jättegod.
So that's the laxen, the salmon, with cream potatoes with dill?
Yes. Well remembered.
And they're jättegod. So they're very tasty.
Ja, and the guest says, oh, det låter jättegott.
Oh, that sounds jättegott. That sounds very tasty indeed. Okay, we'll take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment with the second half of this conversation.
All the Coffee Break Swedish podcast episodes are free, but did you know there's a full online course available?
We offer video versions of the lessons where you see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes providing further information and additional vocabulary and a bonus audio episode for every lesson.
To find out more about our online course, go to coffeebreakswedish.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, welcome back. We are halfway through our conversation here, which is happening in the hotel. And Hannah's helping us through to work out everything and so that we understand everything. Well, let's continue on, Hannah, then.
Yeah, so this was from last lesson. Now the hotel guest asks, får jag fråga en sak?
Yeah, this was one of the questions I really liked. Får jag fråga en sak? Can I ask a thing? Can I ask something?
Yes, so here we have four. Do you remember that, Mark, what four means?
Is it kind of like, may I do something?
Yeah, so it's a very simple way in Swedish to just sound polite. So if you use four instead of can, for example.
Okay, could I ask, kan jag fråga en sak?
Ja, absolut.
Right, so you can say kan, but four is just that bit more polite.
Yeah. It just sounded a little bit more demanding if you said, kan jag fråga en sak?
Okay, so I think I'll stick with four then.
Yes.
And what's the response from the receptionist?
Självklart.
Another one of my favourite words I think I've learned so far. So självklart, of course.
Yeah, and I really like that you like a sj sound.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I'm going to remind you of that. So the guest is saying, jag ska till Skansen imorgon. And then they ask, ska jag åka buss eller tunnelbana?
So she's going to Skansen in the morning, or tomorrow rather.
Mm-hmm.
And so she wants to know if she's going to take the bus or the underground.
Ja. And the receptionist replied, du kan inte åka tunnelbana, men du kan åka buss, färja eller hyra en cykel.
Right, so basically the tunnelbana does not go to Skansen, yeah?
Ja.
because it's on an island, basically. I guess that the, exactly. the underground wasn't built that direction. So you cannot take the Tunnelbana, the underground, but you can take the bus. But there are other options as well. Feria, the ferry, eller hyr en cykel, or hire a bike.
Ja. So the guest is wondering then, var ligger cykeluthyrningen?
So where is the bike rental shop?
Ja. And the receptionist explains bredvid hotellet. Den öppnar klockan 10.
So bredvid, is that like next to? I think that's what we learned. So next to the hotel, and it opens at 10 o'clock.
Ja.
I think I was a little confused there because I realized den, but we had just said hotellet, but then I realized that den is referring back to the cykeluthyrningen. Yeah.
Exactly. I thought I don't need to explain it. So I'm going to see how much Mark remembers about it. But it's en cykeluthyrning. So if we say it and we refer to an N word, then it's den.
Okay. Had that sentence been something like bredvid hotellet det öppnar klockan 10, would the suggestion be that the hotel is what was opening at 10 o'clock?
Yes, exactly.
Or something previously that we'd mentioned that was an N word, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it opens at 10 o'clock. What's next?
So the guest explains, jag ska träffa min vän vid Skansen klockan 10. Jag tar bussen.
Right, so jag ska träffa min vän. Now, I'm thinking this means I shall meet my friend?
Yes, do you remember we had a little bit of a discussion some lessons ago about ska?
Yeah. It's kind of like a simple future tense, almost.
Yes.
But there's this idea of I'm going to meet my friend. I'm meeting my friend. I guess in English we could just make that a simple present tense. I'm meeting my friend.
Yes. So the guest is meeting their friend at 10 o'clock, so they can't rent a bike.
Indeed. And you said vid Skansen, so that's like outside. Is it opposite? Is that what we said for vid?
Vid means kind of next to.
Next to. So what's the difference between bredvid and vid?
Vid is often just a shorter form of bredvid.
Okay, could Maria Larsson have said here, jag ska träffa min vän bredvid Skansen klockan 10?
Ja, it's just sound a little bit precise.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm sure when she gets off the bus, she'll see her friend.
Yes.
So she said, jag tar bussen, I'll take the bus. But then there's another example of when I'm guessing we're seeing a simple, straightforward present tense in Swedish, when in English we would probably be more likely to see a future, I'll take the bus, I will take the bus.
Yeah, it's kind of implied often. So this is the good thing with Swedish, that we can often use present tense. And if we just add a little bit like a time, then we already have a future tense.
Excellent. Okay, now we come on to the long part of the receptionist's response here, because there's quite a lot of information. Let's split this up into sentence by sentence.
Yes. So to start with, she says, busshållsplatsen ligger till höger om hotellet.
Right. Now, we did höger and I think vänster.
Bra, because it's a really long time ago.
Yeah, a long time. Yeah, that was lesson 8 or 9, I think. So höger, I think, is in the right.
Ja, bra.
Right. So busshållsplatsen, the bus stop, ligger till höger om hotellet. So it lies to the right of the hotel.
Ja, bra. So if you remember, ligger is a verb that we use a lot when we just say something is situated somewhere.
Yeah. So the bus stop. Can I just double check? Busshållsplatsen. Can you also say busshållplatsen?
Ja, absolutely. So it's just different ways of what people say.
Okay, perfect. So let's find out what happens next then. So the bus stop is on the right of the hotel.
Yes, and I guess the guest needs to know which bus they should take. So the receptionist says bus 44 går till Skansen.
So bus number 44 goes to Skansen. Hannah, can I just double check? Does bus 44 indeed go to Skansen in Stockholm?
Yes, I promise you. Buss 44 går alltid till Skansen.
That's good to know. Okay, and can you continue on?
Den går var 15:e minut.
Right, 15:e must mean 15th.
Yeah, so do you remember this was, is it 2 lessons ago?
Does it go, it either goes on the 15th minute of the hour or it goes every 15 minutes. I'm going to guess it's the second one.
Yes, it goes every 15 minutes.
So the var is every?
Yes.
Is that the same var as in like was, de var something?
Yeah, so we use var in many different constellations.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it goes every 15 minutes. And then she says something about tickets.
Yeah, a very long sentence. Du kan köpa en 24 timmars biljett på webben eller på resecentret vid tunnelbanestationen.
Right, so you can buy a 24-hour ticket on the web or in the travel center or the ticket office kind of thing vid tunnelbanestationen, next to the underground station.
Ja, perfekt.
Okay.
And the guest is then saying, det gör jag. Tack för hjälpen.
So I'll do that. Thank you for the help.
And receptionisten säger, varsågod.
No problem. You're welcome.
Ja. Nu öppnar restaurangen. Ha en trevlig kväll och smaklig måltid.
Right. So the restaurant's opening now.
Mm-hmm.
Have a pleasant evening and enjoy your meal. Smaklig måltid.
Ja, bra. And the guest says tack.
Excellent. Right. So now we're going to listen again to this full conversation, but this time using the version that we've recorded at a normal speaking speed. So this will be more challenging, but hopefully now that we've gone through everything, it will make much more sense. And hopefully now also you'll be able to pause it and rewind it and have a listen again so you can listen to it multiple times to get really into the rhythm of the language. Let's have a listen.
Välkommen. Kan jag hjälpa dig?
Tack. Jag har bokat ett enkelrum för 3 nätter.
Hur var namnet?
Maria Larsson.
Här är din nyckel. Rum nummer 558 på våning 5. Hissen är där. Frukost ingår.
När serveras frukosten?
På vardagar mellan 7:30 och 9 och på helger mellan 8 och 10.
Tack. När måste jag checka ut?
Klockan 11 på avresedagen.
Jag är jättehungrig. Serverar ni middag på restaurangen?
Ja, det gör vi. Restaurangen öppnar klockan 6:30.
Hur mycket är klockan?
Klockan är 6:10. Vill du vänta i baren?
Ja, gärna.
Vill du ha något att dricka?
Ett glas rött vin, tack.
Varsågod. Vill du se menyn medan du väntar?
Ja, tack. Har ni någon svensk specialitet?
Laxen med dillstuvad potatis är jättegod.
Åh, det låter jättegott. Får jag fråga en sak?
Självklart.
Jag ska till Skansen imorgon. Ska jag åka buss eller tunnelbana?
Du kan inte åka tunnelbana, men du kan åka buss, färja eller hyra en cykel.
Var ligger cykeluthyrningen?
Bredvid hotellet. Den öppnar klockan 10.
Jag ska träffa min vän vid Skansen klockan 10. Jag tar bussen.
Busshållplatsen ligger till höger om hotellet. Buss 44 går till Skansen. Den går var 15:e minut. Du kan köpa en 24 timmars biljett på webben eller på resecentret vid tunnelbanestationen.
Det gör jag. Tack för hjälpen.
Varsågod. Nu öppnar restaurangen. Ha en trevlig kväll och smaklig måltid.
Once again, I think that with this conversation, we've really shown how much we've covered in these past 10 lessons. And obviously, using also material from the first batch of 10 lessons too. Jag är väldigt glad.
Bra.
Ja. Jag förstår så mycket svenska.
Perfekt. Och jag är glad att du förstår så mycket svenska. Jag är jätteimponerad.
And of course, vi är glada att ni förstår så mycket svenska med Coffee Break Swedish.
Ja.
That is where we're going to leave this lesson and this part of the course. If you would like to access our premium materials, you can, of course, access the notes, the video versions and the bonus audio materials. And all of that is at the Coffee Break Academy. You can access the Coffee Break Academy at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And you can find us on Facebook. Just search for Coffee Break Swedish. And we post regular content to help you build your culture knowledge of all things Swedish.
Perfect. Okay, that's it for this lesson then. Thank you very much indeed for listening. Tack så mycket. Tack så mycket, Hanna.
Varsågod, Mark.
And we will see you all soon for the next installment of Coffee Break Swedish. Just before we go, one final thing. I have recently released a video on our YouTube channel. And it's a video that I've been asked to do many, many times, and I've finally done it. And it's a video in which I speak all my languages. So Swedish is my most recent, can I say mitt senaste språk, my most recent language. Yeah. And it does feature me speaking some Swedish in this video, along with, 9 other languages. So if you'd like to watch that video, head over to our YouTube channel. Just search for Coffee Break Languages and you'll be able to see me trying out my Swedish along with some other languages. Tack så mycket och hej då!
Hej då!
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.